Welcome to Oniena International, the podcast of the incoming department of the International Office. In today's episode, we're going to talk about exchange students and their experience in the first semester here in Jena. My name is Laura Kaden. I work at the International Office in the Department for International Students. And today I am joined by Miss Lin, an exchange student, and we're going to talk about her first time here in Jena. Welcome! I'm glad you're here. Can you briefly introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. So my name is Xiaoxuan Lin. I come from Taiwan, and I'm now having a one-year exchange program in Jena University here. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So welcome to Jena, to University of Jena, and welcome to this podcast. So you told us you're here for 1 year. With which program did you come here?
Okay, so I came here for the ATS program because I studied German as foreign language in Taiwan. So in Jena University, there is an ATS program like for a foreign student who now is learning German. So here I am.
Mm-hmm. And why did you choose Jena to come here to study? Did you already know Jena from somewhere, or did you get any information about the university so you decided Jena is my choice?
Okay, so Jena University is our like sister university with my hometown university. Mm-hmm. And it's a very new program in my university, and my professor like introduced me this university, and I heard that the DAF, the Deutsch als Fremdsprache, the class here is very famous, and I want to like to improve my German. So I came here, and I also want to have more chances to speak with German people. Mm-hmm. So here I come here to improve my German.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you can tell us, how did you travel to Jena? How was your journey? Then when you arrived, what was your first impression of Germany in general, mm-hmm. and also of Jena?
Yeah, it was a long way from Taiwan to Germany. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I need to transfer in Dubai first and then come to Frankfurt. I was taking an airplane from Taiwan to here, so it took me like 21 hours in total.
Wow.
Yeah, I was freaking tired at that time. Yeah, and when I was arriving Germany, the weather was still cold in March, and it even snowed sometimes. So I was saying my first impression about Germany was super cold. Yeah. And yeah, I think that's my first impression about Germany. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what do you think about it now? How do you feel about living in Jena now?
Okay. I would say it was super good because like last semester, the most of time in Jena was spring and also summer. So it's actually not so cold as my first impression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was super hot, I would say. Yeah. Especially in July and August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm really surprised by the nature and the view here in Jena. It was super nice. Like, you can see many, like, different nature things here in Jena, especially when you go hiking. The view is really impressive, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how did you prepare for your stay? For your stay abroad, as well as for your stay at the university as a student,
mm-hmm.
at University of Jena.
You mean how do I apply Jena and okay,
everything, the okay. whole process of preparation,
okay.
from the application
yes.
to your luggage, everything.
Okay, so actually I apply Jena like it took me like many months because So first we need to like apply for a scholarship and then apply for the university. But about this are all going very well because like my teacher helped me a lot, and also we have some like other students who have also been to Germany, and I also asked some experiences from them. What can I do? What shall I do to prepare for applying? Yes.
That's a good trick to ask other students and who already made that experience.
Yes, and our university will also organizing some workshop about the experiences in overseas. So I will go to a workshop to get some tips from them. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so everything was going well about my preparing for applying the university here. Like, and then after I got the application from the university, I start preparing my luggage and my visa. I was like, it was even harder than application of applying for university. Yes, because like in Taiwan, if you want to apply for visa, you need to like take at least 2 months or 3 months to get your visa, mm-hmm. like from applying to get it. Yeah,
need some time.
Yeah, and you also need to prepare a lot of documents and also money. Yes, because mm-hmm. you need to put first money in the bank account here so that you can get the visa. Yeah. And about my luggage, because I can only bring 35 kilograms here to Germany and for 1 year life. So it took me a lot of time to decide what should I bring.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's hard to decide what is really essential.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yes, but I still like, I bring some like extra seasonings mm-hmm. to here because I like to cook. So it's very important for me. And also like, I know the German food is not my type. So mm-hmm. I bring some of seasonings from Taiwan to here. Mm-hmm. And yes, that's my preparation.
Okay, so anything that you did buy here after arrival?
Yes, I bought some like daily grocery. Yeah, I think that's very similar to the thing I use in Taiwan. So I just don't bring it and bought it here. And what surprised me is that it's not so expensive as I thought, because actually the things in like grocery or like the daily stuff is actually almost the same price as in Taiwan. I'm really surprised about that. Yeah.
And how do you live here in Jena? In a dormitory, in a shared flat?
I apply for a dormitory here, and it's super good. The price is very great. It's almost the same price as the flat I lived in Taiwan. Yeah, I'm now living in a 3-people flat. Yes, and all my roommates are very nice. Yeah, I like them a lot. So I'm really lucky. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you are for sure lucky you got a place in a dormitory.
Yeah, true.
And did you have any expectations before coming to Germany and before studying in Jena that were maybe confirmed, or maybe that were wrong and you were proved wrong?
So like, as I said, I am now in a program of 8 years as like a foreigner student who is learning German, because first I thought I will like have a class with some German people maybe, but it turns out to be a foreign student. Yeah, but I think it's still good, because when you are learning German with the people who are also learning German, you will get more motivation to learn together. Especially my classmates are already learned German for over 5 years, 10 years, so they all speak very good German, so it still helped me a lot.
And it's very international in general.
Okay. Yes.
But do you have contact with German students as well, or mainly international students?
So, yeah, I would say mainly contact of my are with international students, but I do have some like German, some classes with German people. Mm-hmm. And also it's a little hard for me because like the speaking from German is very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes me time to like to understand it, but I like it because it's a very great way to speak with local people when you want to improve your German.
Yeah, it's a good training.
Yeah, yeah.
And were there some kind of challenges or difficulties that you had to face? And if yes, how did you solve them?
Oh, okay. I will say, like, because when I was in Taiwan, I also studied German, but the thing is, I don't have so many chances to speak German. So when I arrived in Germany, I can barely understand, actually, because when I was in Taiwan, I was only trained by listening and maybe reading. And yeah, so my speaking was very, very weak when I was arriving in Germany. So like when you arrive in Germany, you need to like to prepare so many documents, like go to register your house and then for your like
health insurance.
Yeah.
But you already know the bureaucratic terms in German. Yeah. That shows you learned all that.
Yes. So like health insurance, so many things you need to do, and especially in German. Yeah, because I want to change myself. I know German speak very good English, but I still want to use it in German. Yeah. So it was a very big challenge for me. Yeah. But I will say if you finish it, you will get a very great accomplishment from it. Yeah.
And you can always ask for support, I guess.
Yeah, true.
It's helpful. Mm-hmm. And of course, all native speakers have also problems with that kind of documents. It's hard to understand.
Oh, really? Okay.
And did you have any support managing all this maybe difficult things you have to manage when you move to another country?
Yeah, I will say like here, Jena University like offer us mentoring. Yeah, and she helped me very a lot. Like she helped me to understand how the system here works, and also how to choose the classes, what should I do to like to register my houses, everything. Like I asked her so many questions and she like answered me everything. Like, and she all even picked me out when I arrived. Yeah, so it was really sweet. Yeah,
we recommend for all international students to apply for our mentoring program. We put all the information in the show notes, of course. Yes, it's a great support system. There's a lot to learn and to manage, and it's great to get some help. And how did the actual start of the semester go? Do you remember your first day at university?
Yeah, I remember, like, because the campus here is very different from the campus mine in Taiwan. Like the campus here is, like, very, very not in the same place. Like, very in, like, how to say that? Like, the whole city is, like, the campus. So, it may take you, like, 10 minutes or 15 minutes to another place to take your class. Yeah, so I remember my first day, it took me a lot of time to find out my classroom. Yeah.
I think every student, all the German students as well, know that problem, that in the beginning it's hard to find your rooms, but after a while, I guess.
Yeah, we will get used to it.
Yeah. And did you visit some maybe informational events in the beginning of the semester? Were there any offerings that were helpful?
So I think before the semester start, like international office offered us like a welcome week. So there are so many workshops about so many different topics, and we can go there to get the information that we need, or maybe some answer about like choosing the classes. And also there are so many international students there. So I also go there. I went there and made some friends there.
Yeah, great.
It was super cool.
So you would recommend other students to go there?
Yeah, I would recommend other students to go there to meet new people and also to get information you need.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you also visited some workshops beforehand offered by the International Office. Do you think they were helpful for you, for your preparation?
Okay, so the workshop I visited before semester was, there was some workshop, online workshop. So it was during my, it was before 1 month I arrived in Germany. I would say it helped me a lot because I was very confused about everything that I'm going to face in Germany. So before I came to Jena, I also took some online workshops. And in this online workshop, there are some people from international office who can answer you so many questions. Because before I came to Germany, I was so confused. Like, I didn't know everything. And it makes me very nervous. So I recommend you can go there and to ask the question you have. It will like help you to at least know something that you want to know.
Okay, mm-hmm. So they're helpful and one should go.
Yes.
And I think it would be interesting to know how you feel about the differences in the study system. Are there differences? Is studying in Jena different to study at your home university?
Okay, so because I would say for me, the system in Jena is very complicated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it takes me a lot of time to understand because especially the class system here is also different from my hometown. Like here people have like Seminar, Veranstaltung, and in Taiwan we only have one type of class. So, and also the credit system is different, so it really took me a lot of time to understand it. Yeah, but I also asked my mentoring. Yeah, so
great.
It's really important to have a mentoring here in Jena.
And other than that, it's kind of complex and complicated to get into that system. How do you like the German study system, or especially the study system you experience here in Jena?
I would say I like it a lot. Most of courses I chose were seminar, so there weren't so many people in the classroom, so that you can have more interaction with your classmate and also like the teacher. So so I would say it's like better for a student who is like learning language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to have more time to speak.
Yeah. Some practice and interaction.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And aside from university, because it's important, but it's not the whole life. How do you spend your free time in Jena, and do you have any plans, any points on your bucket list to do during your stay here in Jena?
So when I'm free in Jena, I like to go hiking. Yeah, hiking's very like popular things in Germany, especially like I know Jena is very popular and famous place to go hiking. Yeah, I saw some information on internet. And I will also say the view here is really, really beautiful. Yeah, it's really worth to go hiking. Yeah. And besides that, I will also take part in some different workshops. Like there is an organization called EIKM, yes, and it's an organization like they will they will host so many different activities, like the international activities, or like they will gather like international people together to do something. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, I just went to a workshop of them, and we were making pizza together with so many different and international people.
So you're not lonely at all.
Yeah,
Vienna.
I think it's very good to interact with different culture people. Yeah.
And I think it's a problem or a thing that many international students face. Do you have any tips how to handle homesickness?
Okay. So for me, to handle homesickness, I will just call to my parents and to my friends. It's really like, because you are in a foreign country, so actually, it's a little hard to speak your mother language. So when you call your family or your friend, speaking your mother language will help you to smooth your homesick, I would say. Yeah.
So then thank you for your tips, for sharing your experience.
You're welcome.
About your first time here in Jena.
Yeah.
And of course, thank you for being here and talking to me. I hope this episode may help some people deciding if studying in Jena is the right choice for them and preparing their stay here in Jena. Thank you for listening. Mm. Thank you for being here, Miss Lynn. And you will hear me the next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.